Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Ever feel like there are roadblocks to your success? Could it be that this barrier, in one way, is one way that God reminds you and me to ask a deeper question, such as, why do I exist? Now, what if a customized plan could be built around your answer to that question to help you realize personal and professional goals you never thought possible? I believe Dr. Russ Irwin has been sent by the Lord to deposit valuable insights in you, resonating with this penetrating question and possible answer. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program, well, is to lead you, dear friend, closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, for you to know the love of God, the hope that is found in Jesus that Dr. Irwin has experienced, and as a result is able to speak not only on a professional level, as it were. Some people talk about self-actualization. No. We're talking about fulfilling the call of God for you in direct relation to how God has created you. This is based on a relationship with God through faith in Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross, dear friend, to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. Today, the living Christ, by the power of his Spirit, calls you to himself. My question is, will you respond to him? And that's our hope and our prayer. Dr. Russ Irwin is an executive and business success coach. He holds a PhD in psychology and a master's in behavioral sciences. He's an accredited executive coach and founder of Irwin and Associates Coaching. Dr. Irwin, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny. It's a privilege and an honor to be on the show with you.
Russ, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up actually in Canada. I was born and raised in the Toronto area, which is fairly close to Niagara Falls in Canada. My family background is my father's side is Jewish, and they came from England. When I say Jewish, that was strictly by culture and not necessarily by belief. And so I was raised in Canada from English Jews. With really no religious upbringing, I did not know who God was. There was a God, and had never heard the name of Jesus until I was probably in my late childhood.
Well, you mentioned Niagara Falls, you mentioned Toronto. I've had the privilege to go over, what is it, the Rainbow Bridge?
Yeah.
And to see Niagara Falls from the Canadian side, as well as, of course, the United States. The U.S. side. Who influenced you most, Russ, in your growing up years?
Well, you know, in terms of childhood, which is a very highly influential and developmental period in one's life, I really didn't have any role models in my childhood. I grew up in the projects in a very, very rough gang-infested area, with a very emotionally, verbally, and physically abusive alcoholic father. And my goal growing up was, it was actually my father used to laugh at me, but my goal was to grow up one day and kill him. And that was what I told him. My goal was, when I got bigger, I would kill you for the things that you've done for me. And so for me, there was really no such thing as a role model It was really every day was about survival, surviving the neighborhood, and unfortunately, in my case, surviving my family. As strange as this sounds, you know, Danny, I do want to be honest and integral in my answer to you. It was in my early teens years. I had been thrown out of high school because I was simply too angry and too violent for the school to allow me to attend, and there was no high school in the city that would allow me to return and graduate. And so the joke of the day is that here I am now as a doctor, but I'm still not a high school graduate. But it was in those difficult years that, as strange as it might seem, I watched a movie that came out to the theaters that everybody was talking about, and I went to see this movie, and it was the very first Rocky movie that ever came out. And not that boxing ever intrigued me. Well, what intrigued me was no matter how much this individual got knocked down, he got back up again and he kept moving forward. And it was that rags to riches story. It was that never give up story. It was that it doesn't matter if life beats you to your knees, you get back up and you keep moving forward. That message in that movie sparked a sense of hope in me. And that those movies actually became fairly influential in wanting me to, causing me to want to make some definite changes in my life. And then, of course, that led to me meeting somebody who eventually led me to Christ at the age of just turning 19.
Well, let's go there. Who did you meet? What were the circumstances of your meeting? And how did you come to Christ?
Well, all of my relatives, of course, reside in England. And it was just my mom, my father, and my brother, and myself, of course, in Canada. And then my uncle had moved over from England when I was probably about 16 or 17. I was very involved with the gangs in our neighborhood. It was not necessarily a desire as much as it was survival. Very involved with violence, with drugs, and, you know, the whole typical scenario. And I had been thrown out from high school, as I had mentioned earlier, and so I was definitely on a dead-end journey to nowhere. And I had come from a very, very difficult drug encounter. You know, let's just say that. And it was on a Friday night, and on a Saturday morning, I sat down with my mom and dad. My dad didn't really care about me at all. My mom was worried for me, and I said, guys, this is my problem. They knew I had been thrown out of high school. They knew I was amounting to really nothing with my life. And now I had a serious drug issue as well as a violent issue and probably would either end up dead or in prison within the next year. And my mom suggested that I call my uncle. My uncle worked as a supervisor for a paramedic outfit within our city. And she thought maybe with him having some medical knowledge, he could help me. And so I called him up that Saturday morning and explained my situation. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you come over to my house tomorrow morning? I'll stay home from church. I hung up the phone and I said to my mom, I said, Barry said something about he would speak with me tomorrow, but he would stay home from church. He's not one of those religious freaks, is he? Because I'd had an experience before I was thrown out of high school with a missionary kid who had come back from the mission field with his Pentecostal parents. And he was just a wonderful young man, but his goal in life was to win me to Jesus. So he continually evangelized, told me he loved me, told me God loved me, had a plan for me all the time until finally I grabbed him by the throat once, threw him against a wall in front of a few dozen people and screamed that I was going to kill him and said if he ever mentioned the name God or Jesus to me again, using language that obviously is not very appropriate. But the bottom line was I said I would kill him if he ever talked to me again. That was one of the reasons why I was asked to leave school. But I went to my uncle's house that Sunday morning with that kind of anger and apprehension towards God. And so when I had knocked at the door, he said, come on in. And I said, well, hold on a second. We need to establish some ground rules. I said, first of all, you mentioned something about staying home from church. I said, do not mention anything about God. I don't want to hear any of your Jesus. I don't want any kind of religion. If you mention anything to me about that, I will either walk out or I will hurt you, and I'm a lot bigger than you. And again, I used a lot of language that was quite colorful, He said, nope, no problem. I fully understand. Come on in. So I came in, and as we were walking towards his couch, I said, I just really want to be clear, Barry. No Jesus, no God, no religion, and started to swear at him again. He said, I fully understand. I sat down on the couch, and he said, I just want to share a couple things with you, Russ. And I said, before you do, I said, are we clear on the ground rules? He said, absolutely. You know, Russ, he said, your problem isn't physical, it's spiritual, and God loves you and wants to be a father to you. And he broke the rules. And when he said that, Danny, I fell off his couch as though something threw me to the floor. I laid on the ground for 45 minutes and cried my eyes out. And I hadn't cried probably in years, several years, a dozen years. I was one of those tough gang guys. And I got up off the floor, my eyes were swollen, and he had just sat there the whole 45 minutes praying quietly for me. And I said to him, I said, Barry, what just happened to me? And he said, you just encountered the love of a father. And I didn't know what the love of a father was. I had never really experienced that. And I said, what do I do now? And I told him that I felt like I had just had 1,000 showers was my exact words. I felt so clean. And he said, would you like to accept that love so it lives within you? Would you like to accept Christ as your Savior? And I said, yes, and I prayed a prayer with him. And that began the journey 39 years ago of me becoming a believer.
What went on when you hit the floor? As you were thrust down, as it were, what was going on inside during those 45 minutes?
I just felt, I guess the best way to explain it, well, first of all, to respond to the first question, you know, in quote, being flung to the floor, it was a microsecond. So I'm not sure I knew what was happening, but I do know I didn't fall to the floor. I was thrown to the floor. And it wasn't something that I wanted to have happen. I think the love of God actually arrested me. And when I was thrown to the floor for those 45 minutes, I felt, again, like it was 1,000 showers. I felt waves of love, waves of terms now that I understand and I would use. I certainly didn't understand them then. But waves of love, waves of grace, waves of forgiveness, waves of cleaning. It's just my whole life, you know, from the inside first to the outside, was being completely transformed and remade. And I didn't understand that. I just know I was so overcome with love, and I think with a sense of sorrow for who I had been and what I had become. And to be honest with you, if somebody even a month before had told me I needed to get saved because if not, I would go to hell, I don't know that I would have cared because I thought I was living in hell anyway. And if somebody tried to talk to me about being convicted of my sin, I loved my sin. I didn't care. I didn't know any different. I was an angry, awful, awful person. But in that moment when love hit me, there was something inside me where I felt so sorry for the one I hurt who was now loving me, and yet I didn't even know who he was at that moment.
You're listening to Dr. Russ Irwin sharing his story. Well, the intersection of life with God, God in one's life, God in your life. When Christ intersects with a person, that's what you're hearing. In this case, here he is on the floor, but feeling 1,000 showers of cleansing. And he's going to share more when we come back from our break about what that all led to in him. You hear him saying he didn't graduate from high school, but we call him Dr. Russ Irwin today, PhD. God did a work and continues to do a work of significant ministry in and through his life, through his profession, but catch the sensitivity that he has to the Spirit of God because of his moment of conversion as God began to work in his life in a profound way. And I believe God will do that in you too. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, I want you to make a note of this. IrwinCoaching.com. IrwinCoaching.com. You see, over 17 years of entrepreneurial success and over 9 years of executive coaching experience, Dr. Russ Irwin, well, he's an international motivational and instructional public speaker. Today we get to hear him as he speaks really heart to heart about the moment he encountered Christ, and what a dramatic, graphic description from growing up in the projects, being involved with gangs and drugs, not wanting to hear the name Jesus, God, spiritual things, and a bold relative just kept on pressing in. And God used that. Again, IrwinCoaching.com. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can download this podcast. And as I typically say, go ahead and please share it with a family member or friend. Dr. Irwin, what difference has Jesus made in your life?
Wow. You know, that's such a large question and would probably take me several hours to answer that. It's really made all the difference. I would describe myself now as I look back, I think hindsight is 20/20 vision. And as I look back into my past, I think I was living an unlived life. And now living with Christ, it has affected the way I think, how I feel, how I behave, how I believe, how I've raised my kids, you know, which really love the Lord. My daughter's a very, you know, successful worship leader in Canada. My relationship with my wife, it absolutely is woven into the fabric of every aspect of my being and my life.
You talk about living an unlived life. The nexus of Christ in your life put you on a new trajectory with an internal and external transformation, would you say?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think of the scripture where Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. You know, there are a lot of people that are living but aren't living an abundant life internally and externally. There are a lot of people that are living what they would call a good life or a successful life. But, you know, abundance is not defined as being full. Abundance comes when there's overflow. And, you know, my life has not in the last 39 years, 38 years or so of being a Christian, has not in any way been problem-free. You know, God does not always deliver us from circumstances, but he delivers us through them. But I have a fulfillment. I have a joy, a peace inside that supersedes circumstances and the things that surround me that I have no ability to change. It's closing my eyes and knowing that I don't live my life alone, that I have somebody I'm in a deep, deep relationship with who I can turn to, both in the good times to celebrate and the bad times to cry out to. Mm-hmm. You know, it is definitely not a religion for me. It is a relationship.
Now I want to be careful that we clearly make the connection that it's out of your relationship with Christ that you have discovered your entrepreneurial gifts, that you've experienced entrepreneurial success, that now you are, as a PhD, coaching others in their success, but it's with the undercurrent or the driving force, I would say, of relationship with God. How does prophetic insight, Russ, relate with strategically growing a business with, as you say, quote unquote, heaven's blueprint as raising up a Daniel and Joseph generation within the marketplace?
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned Daniel and Joseph because the story of both of their lives have created tremendous impact for me in my studies over the last number of years. And, you know, the interesting thing about Daniel is the scripture says that God gave him an ability to excel. And so Daniel, in a sense, my terms now, stood head and shoulders above the peers and above the wise individuals and astrologers of the time. And so the word, the Hebrew word that's used for the word, the ability to excel, is the word yetir. And yetir actually means something that sticks out, something that rises higher than others. In other words, God gave him and, I believe, Joseph the ability to stand out. Mm. And when I look at the life of Daniel, for example, I notice that God gave him an innate gift. And what Daniel did was he leveraged that acumen or talent and merged it with supernatural capacity to create, if I could use the term, success within the kingdom. And he was able, through his partnership relationship, aligning himself with the God-given assignment over him, he was able to bring tremendous change into a very evil and a secular environment. The same thing with Joseph, you know, as well. And I think, Daniel, one of the misnomers and misunderstanding today within our culture is that when we think of somebody with a religious calling, we think of a preacher with a plexiglass pulpit. And that's certainly not a bad thing. That's a wonderful thing. And, you know, my daughter is married to my pastor's son. I love pastors. I was a pastor for 10 years before I went back to school to become a doctor. But we don't think of a politician or an entrepreneur or a celebrity as having a religious calling. But that's the real realm that these two guys, Joseph and Daniel, actually operated in. And it's the realm in the marketplace, these positions or spheres of influence that God is giving people insight, wisdom, prophetic intuitiveness, or ability to bring change, to bring about answers to a world that's asking a lot of questions. And I've had the privilege, Danny, over the years to work with many Fortune 500 CEOs, pastors of large churches, Olympians, celebrities, professional athletes. And I can tell you that people are tremendously uncertain about the world around them right now. They're tremendously uncertain from a business perspective, even how to get ahead, you know, looking for answers and not finding any, how to break through the plateaus in their careers or in the business, and what decisions are the right decisions in a moment that need to give them the necessary leverage for the next level of success. And I think, again, one of the other problems in a competitive world is work and success is no longer predictable and expectations are no longer fixed. And so for most leaders, certainty is down and expectations are up. And so the baseline of success is really moved right now. And I believe that God has allowed all this to happen. Crises usually create shifts. And so some of the crises within the marketplace, within the world right now, even within my colleagues in the medical community are saying, you know what, we're stumped. We don't have answers. We don't know what to do right now. And I think this creates a perfect opportunity for Joseph and Daniels to rise into these places of influence, similar to, you know what, Lauren Cunningham and Bill Bright had discussed when they first came forth with the concept of the Seven Mountains. God is bringing people into these places of influence to create kingdom impact and kingdom difference. And I am continually running across secular people that are saying, we don't have any answers, Russ. Do you have any answers? I mean, listen, I'm not a religious person, but do you even have an answer? And that is a wonderful invitation for God to prophetically show up as he did through Solomon and to give wisdom that really dumps the understanding of the secular mind. And so I think that where we are right now, prophetically speaking, within the marketplace is a period of what I would call prophetic contractions, meaning that something's about to be birthed for kingdom purposes, but we're at that pain point, that crisis point, that's going to create the necessary invitation for the necessary shift to create kingdom impact. And I'm seeing amazing results among believers in the marketplace, where they're stepping into what I would call a favor factor. I'm also seeing tremendous results happening among the unsaved as they are looking now to, quote, religion and using their terminology for answers, and they're finding faith and relationship in God, and it's actually not only changing their lives, it's changing their business.
You talk about the favor factor. You also talk about a prophetic contraction. Well, the We make reference to a contraction giving birth. When we come back from our break, Russ, I'd like to see, because of our audience, you know, we got the Daniels, we got the Joseph generation in the marketplace. I'm wondering if we can find some others, if there are some female examples that we can also talk about, just to broaden the scope of application. Beyond just the principles, but just really get it in there. If you can think of one or two during our break, and let's go further on talking about this, because it's a perspective that really is undergirded with the current of spiritual reality, biblical basis. And yet interface with the world that we live in right now in the business arena, perhaps even in the political arena and in other areas that are at the cutting edge. So more with Russ Irwin when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day.
Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Dr. Russ Irwin is one of the select few behavioral assessment certified professionals worldwide, certified to administer the highly respected behavioral assessment profile. We'll talk about that in a little while. You can find out more about Dr. Russ Irwin at irwincoaching.com. Before our break, he was explaining about raising up a Daniel and Joseph generation, sort of like, those who stand head and shoulders above all others. I was kind of thinking about like how LeBron James is with the NBA. But in a spiritual sense, even gifted with a special acumen and grace, with a favor in the business community and beyond. But I asked about a couple examples, maybe one or two female examples related with this. Again, you can find out more about Dr. Irwin, irwincoaching.com. Well, Dr. Russ, what do you say? Are there some females that we can think of that also had head and shoulders above others as well?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when you asked me that question prior to the break, my mind immediately went through to Deborah in the book of Judges, and Esther, who, you know, went from, you know, being, quote, one of the lower class. And of course, we know that Haman had it out for the Jewish people. And if he had his way, Esther would have been killed, along with the entirety of her race. But instead, that favor force, that favor factor rested on her. Boy, you talk about a sphere of influence. She ended up married to the king and running the very country that, in a sense, she at one point was a servant or a slave to. I think about Mary, the mother of Jesus. She found favor with God himself. I mean, when the angel greeted her, he said, "Hail, favored one." And so, you know, we see in Joseph, we see in Daniel, we see in Esther, Deborah, and even in Mary. And of course, there's so many others throughout Scripture, and even in our modern times now, that are the recipients of what I call this favor factor. And really, that favor factor, Danny, is more of a favor force. It's a spiritual magnetism that wraps itself around a person who's charged with a divine assignment that they're in the process of unfolding. And so favor is really God's attraction to you, which releases a force on you and then a force through you so you can accomplish the assignment that God's given to you. And, you know, there's a lot of talk these days about capacity and potential and, you know, releasing one's potential. And certainly I'm part of doing that with clients as well. But I think one of the most important things is, I think the privilege of a lifetime is in being who you are, and then secondly, moving towards who you were meant to be. And so when we, and this is where I have committed myself, what I believe is a calling for me in coaching, in high-performance coaching with people, is when we help to align people with their assignment, when one discovers and fully aligns themselves to the God-given assignment that they have been set apart for, I think that's where we start to create kingdom impact.
Well, you've been equipped with some very unique tools to help to help bring that about, to elicit that. One of the select few, Dr. Irwin, behavioral assessment certified professionals, who are those selected to become a behavioral assessment certified professional?
Well, behavior assessments have become extremely popular, you know, among, you know, everybody. I mean, the average individual.
So this but emerges particular... even out of like Myers-Briggs and those types of assessments?
Well, you know, those assessments, they're good assessments. I would not call them effective assessments in many ways. I guess it really depends on why you're doing an assessment. Oftentimes, I'm doing these assessments with CEOs or with, you know, a vice president of HR. They're looking at hiring a high-end individual. You know, when I was at the university, I taught as a professor in the forensic and behavioral program at a medical school. And so I'm quite familiar with all the various behavioral and personality assessments that are out there. And I taught that for, you know, 3 semesters at the school. This particular test here is called the Intermetrics Advanced Behavioral Assessment Profile. And this test here, it's an invitation-only process. So to be certified in the administering and the debriefing of this particular test, you have to be invited to that process. And there's a great deal of, I think, education, experience, expertise, and criteria that's involved in them approaching you. I am one of only 1,100 people in the world, actually, that are certified to do this. You know, with the DISC test, the Myers-Briggs test, you'll do a test. It'll give you a bit of an understanding of what you do, but really doesn't go into depth as to why you do it. Mm. And so if we really don't get to the roots of the origins of our issues, it's really difficult to change them. And so with some of these tests, you might get a 5 or a 10-page report. When I perform this test on someone, I end up giving them a 77-page detailed report. I know this person inside out. And I believe that there's an experience and there's an educational aspect that I bring to this. There's also, I believe, a prophetic insight, which is a fairly strong gift in my life. And I want to say that humbly but confidently. But, you know, I've been called by unbelievers doing this test. They've said, you know, I don't know how you know this stuff about me. I've been called a psychic, a witch. I've been called everything. That I've been called a prophet. But it's a very, very powerful and accurate test that really brings out, I think, the totality of a person. And then from that test, then what we do is we create a standard mental operating system that connects the individual as a result of that test with their God-given capacity. And so it really helps us to divine a very unique and specific strategy for the individual, you know, on a trajectory towards, if I could use the term, success. It's you know, coaching is not about being superhuman. It's simply about discovering and operating at your best more consistently. It's about coming into an alignment, as I alluded to earlier, with who God created you to be so you can create maximum kingdom impact in places of influence. And I think that's really what the Deborahs and the Esthers and the Josephs and the Daniel did. and we're being invited to today. And really interesting, Daniel, Danny, when I went to take this course, I was a little bit apprehensive at the time. And I was encouraged by a number of people saying, this is quite an honor. You really need to do this. So about halfway through the training for the certification, I was speaking to the facilitators, a world-renowned individual, and we were talking about values, and I shared with him about my Christian faith and my values and what I believed and why I did what I did in the marketplace. And he looked at me, kind of rubbed his chin, and he said, you know, there's about 1,000 or 1,100 people in the world certified to do this. He said, you're a very interesting person. He said, I think you're probably the only believer or Christian I know of in the world certified to do that. And at that point, Danny, it hit me of God allowing me to step into such a place to gain experience in a tool that would really be useful in helping to transform people's lives. And not only from the business perspective, but even in relationships. I have done this test with churches. I've done this test with couples and retreats where, you know, there's 50 couples at a retreat, and the week before the retreat, they're taking the test. And, you know, we're really helping, you know, to understand the communications, you know, the underlying personality and behavioral styles of the person and, you know, for the betterment of their marriage. It has nothing to do with business. So it's a very, very powerful tool, and I've had the privilege to administer this tool on a couple of hundred occasions to some very influential people in both business and government positions around the world. And it's available in 9 languages I'm able to perform the test in.
Russ, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about the assessment, but maybe even move on to maybe on a more personal note. As you help people, as you have lived life, you touched a little bit on even raising children and marriage, and someone today listening is raising a child, is married or wanting to get married or struggling to keep their marriage together. I'm wondering if you could share out of your experiences maybe a moment of challenge that you faced in your past. Maybe recently you talked about growing up and not graduating from high school, and look at what God is doing in your life now. But a challenge in how the Lord has helped you, perhaps more recently. You're listening to Dr. Russ Irwin, connecting, really, as he shares, for the betterment of your life, dear friends. So stay with us, okay? We'll be right back.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiyawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Gary Bent, chairman and co-founder of Highview Financial Group, says, Russ Irwin made a significant contribution to the future success and effectiveness of Highview Financial as his in-depth processes and intuitive skills have allowed us to truly harness the unique talents and gifts of each member of our team. Speaking about Russ, Dr. Russ Irwin, irwincoaching.com, that's how you can find out more about him, irwincoaching.com. Russ, you've delivered this assessment, you've mentioned a bit of this, to clients in over 15 countries, executives within Fortune 500 companies, Olympic athletes. So, describe further, what is the behavioral assessment profile? If I were to go through it, what would I need to do?
Well, I would actually send you a link for the test. And then it's a click and drag test that you can answer from your computer. And there's a series of questions. It's very important that I say to people that you don't take the time to think about your answers, but go with your first initial thought or your gut thought, because the questions are designed to really pull on your unconscious, who you really are internally. And so what the test does, it allows the individual and myself as the one marking and measuring the results, the data, the algorithms to create those 77 pages, is it allows us to see oftentimes what's really going on beneath the surface, to develop that unique strategy that's required to help somebody become a high performer. And I do want to say this about the power of the test in helping to create strategies towards high performance, is there are a lot of people that make progress but not impact. And high performers are people that break the norms and consistently exceed the standard expectations. So high performers are not one-hit wonders, but they succeed beyond the norms consistently over time, with the key word being consistent. And so what this test does is it's not just going to optimize someone. It's not going to help them to do well. But really what I'm involved with and why I use this test as a tool is in high performance creation or high performance coaching, which is why I work with some higher-end people. But my heart's desire is going back to the Joseph Daniels, the Esthers, you know, the Deborahs, the Marys, is to help people to align themselves with their God-given assignment, to step into those spheres of influence, to really create a kingdom impact. That's really what drives my passion.
Russ, at the risk of sounding overly simplistic, why 77 pages? It seems... it would seem backbreaking to someone who perhaps doesn't have a scholarly bent. Why so many pages? Why so long? Can it be condensed? What's the intuition behind that?
Well, if the information or the data is not presented scholarly, it's presented in ways that are, I think, very understandable. But with the test, I don't just send somebody 77 pages. I will also have, you know, a couple of hour conversation with them as part of the test results, where I will debrief some of the major highlights or key points in that test. You know, the average person can do the test and will definitely experience some tremendous benefits from that. But, you know, the people that generally are doing the test, they don't have to be high-end people. But there's certainly people that are saying, I'm serious about creating impact. I'm serious about making a difference. And so the test is very beneficial for them.
So they welcome whatever is discovered. I would imagine it's a point of self-discovery, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, you know, it's really interesting that, you know, one of the number one traits for emotional intelligence is self-awareness. And so self-awareness is extremely important in success. And, you know, I hesitate almost to use the term success because I know that that term can be misrepresented, misunderstood. But, you know, I believe it was Socrates a number of years ago who inscribed on the Temple of Delphi, you know, the phrase, know thyself. And, you know, that knowing of oneself and self-awareness is extremely important. But there's a difference between knowing oneself and imagining thyself. So in other words, I can know who I am, but God's intention is not only that I know who I am, but that I have an understanding, a strategy to become who he has meant me to become. And so it's more than just self-awareness. It's about destiny. And, you know, knowing oneself can lead in some cases to unhealthy introspection. Imagining oneself can lead to intention. And people that experience, you know, greater degrees of success are people with strong levels of intentionality. And so my belief is that it's important to know who I am, to know, for one, know who they are. But it's also equally important to know whose they are and who I belong to. And if I am made in the image of God, and he has placed a calling on me and gifted me within and has a destiny over me, I think it's extremely important that I discover what that is. And so the test goes beyond just self-assessment. You know, it's really about, you know, myself now coaching or working in relationship with that person and developing a strategy to move them towards what their destiny is. You know, we've heard the saying, Danny, that there are some incredibly unwritten songs, incredible unwritten books and poetry and films that were never made laying in graveyards. And so, you know, cemeteries are filled with more than skeletons. They're filled with unrealized potential. And I think the test is the starting point in helping people move towards that.
You've gone through tremendous change in your life, becoming a person very self-aware and aware of the one who created you and me and many of our listeners today. How did you process going from not graduating from high school to becoming a PhD and now to do what you do today?
You know, that is a journey. I wish I could give you a one-sentence answer that would be the be-all and end-all for everybody, but it was a process, a journey. Some of my lessons in life have come through victories. Some have come through failures. Life's an amazing educator, and the tuition is quite costly. But, you know, through it all, Danny, I am continually reminded of, and my wife and I were just discussing this the other day. In fact, we were praying this. The goodness, the grace, and the mercy of God, I remember in our prayer we said, may it never get old. And I think it was that continued goodness, love, mercy, the refreshing grace of God, you know, those mercies that the scriptures say are new every morning, that at times where I was facing difficulty, times where I didn't think I could go on, times where maybe I wanted to give up, It was that relationship, that grace, that never-ending love and mercy. It just spurs you on, you know. And I say jokingly, as I alluded to earlier, you asked me about a role model. You know, I would still once in a while turn on a Rocky movie, get some inspiration, and realize that, you know, it's not how hard you get hit when you go down; it's your willingness to get up and keep moving forward. And I think God charges us and graces us with the ability to do so during difficulties.
Well, Russ, keep in mind that the next time you're watching your Rocky movie, wherever you are, you're probably not alone. Danny Yamashiro is probably watching it somewhere else because, yeah, like you, that movie has really been an inspiration. Dear brother, would you be open to praying for someone today who's listening that really needs a not just a Rocky moment, but a spiritual boost from the Lord in their life situation at this moment?
I would be more than happy to. Father, I thank you that your intention towards relationship is greater than ours. The hunger that we have, the desperation, the longing, the desire for change, for impact, for growth, the what we're experiencing inside was actually put there by you. And Lord, you don't leave us as orphans. Then when you put a hunger and a desire, or maybe a crisis comes our way to create shift, you never leave us alone in that, but you always create that way out, and that way out always points to you. So, Lord, I don't know, honestly, the circumstances of all of you that are listening right now out there, but I do know desperation. I know pain. I know loneliness. I know hurt. I know victory. And I know the goodness of God and his faithfulness, and his goodness and his faithfulness never change. And I want to encourage you to continue to reach your heart and your hand upward, to continually challenge God, to say, God, here I am. Would you please show up? I believe that he loves that. And please feel free to email me, call me, write me. I would love to connect with you and be of a support, whether it be by prayer, whether it be professionally in any way that I can. But Father, I just ask for blessings on this audience in the name of Jesus, blessings on this radio show, and that you would continue to raise up, even from places of obscurity, the Daniels, the Josephs, the Deborahs, and the Esthers, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Irwin, thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your wisdom and sharing your heart with us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Danny. The honor was definitely mine.
Encouraging words from Dr. Russ Irwin, irwincoaching.com. My friend, you know God's timing. Yep, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is the perfect moment to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. I thank you in advance. Psalm 5, verse 3. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Dr. Russ Irwin, irwincoaching.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chad Zontai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.